Well, here goes. After 2 years of my first episode, it is, 3 years, 2021, July 19th, and we're going to begin demolishing dogmas again. Today's dogma, or let's say trendy word that I would like to sort of deconstruct, is sapiosexuality, or sapiosexualism and whatnot. I find this is, first of all, this is a term that, if you ask me, is very unnecessary, if nothing. It is supposedly a new orientation or a preference in matters sexual or romantic. It supposedly, again, denotes a tendency to be aroused by the faculty of intelligence in human beings, maybe knowledge, maybe the power of rational thought and understanding in a male or a female. However, the underlying assumption is that this is different than the usual motivation that people have in matters romantic and sexual, which is implicitly held to be a bit more primal, because this is different in the end. It also indicates a sense of exclusivity in that not many partake in it, because therefore it requires a specific term to differentiate itself from the rest. However, when we think about it, Homo sapiens is what we are, every one of us. And I find this sapiosexuality in this sense to be a bit ignorant, if not arrogant. Why? Well, sapere, to know in Latin, is a faculty that is exclusive to all human beings. As I said, it comes from perhaps the prefrontal cortex of the human being, and it is this idea that we have a faculty that is able to dabble in abstract thought. This is what makes Homo sapiens sapiens, which means if we are not sapiosexual, each and every one of us, what are the rest of the people that don't identify with this particular word? Are they Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal? No, they're Homo sapiens as well. So to say, to differentiate oneself or to exclude oneself with a faculty that is common to all and calling it that as a denotation, as if it were their exclusive area in which they have a tendency to regard things, is, I think, arrogant, because no matter how base the motivation may be in searching for sexual or romantic gratification, we are all human beings who use the prefrontal cortex. Therefore, we are all sapiosexual to a certain extent. In this sense, sapiosexuality, to me, is an unnecessary politically correct term, or at least it's not even a politically correct term. It is a term that is forcibly politically correct, yet it doesn't fulfill any function but to differentiate and exclude those who already possess the faculty that they seem to exclusively possess.